The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and today it's Janet flying solo. No Mr. Al Foreman joining me, but I have a fabulously important guest joining me for the hour. I have Dr. Emil Chandel, and he is the founder of American Metabolic Laboratories in Hollywood. And we're speaking with Dr. Chandel today because last night he was at the PATH meeting in Miami talking about the tests that are available at the American Metabolic Laboratories. And these tests are of great, great importance for anyone who is concerned about maintaining good health. So, good morning, Dr. Chandel. I'm so pleased to have you here.
Hello, good morning. I'm very happy to be on your show.
I am so interested in finding out about your presentation last night at the PATH meeting in Miami. And for just introductory purposes, I know that plenty of our listeners here in South Florida know of you, but maybe we have some people who are snowbirds. Maybe we have some people who are new to South Florida. So if you will, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about American Metabolic Laboratories.
Well, thank you. That's a huge task.
I know. You're up to it, though.
If I have 4 hours, going to go. Okay. For my background, I was born in Budapest, Hungary, when I finished high school. I was chased out of there because of the Russian uprising we had against the Russians way back 10 years ago. I came to the United States, and just to make it short, I received a scholarship to a college in California to continue my education. That was a junior college, Ellen Hancock, Santa Maria, California. I got the AA degree there, Associates of Arts. From there, quickly, I went up to Berkeley to continue my education, and I transferred from Berkeley to Santa Barbara, where I earned the Bachelor of Arts degree at the University of California. When I went to the State Employment Agency in Santa Barbara, they classified me as elemental farm labor, even though my degree was in analytical biology. I didn't much like that. I knew that a bachelor's degree wasn't enough, so I applied and was accepted to California State University at San Diego, where I was studying and doing research already at the biochemistry department. And I earned there at Cal State San Diego, I earned a Master of Science degree. I was going to continue at the University of California system for a doctoral, but I was invited by a world-renowned geneticist, Dr. J. Herbert Taylor, to join his team at the Institute of Molecular Biophysics at Florida State. So now I'm doing cross-country from California, San Diego to Tallahassee. I hardly knew where Florida was, much less where Tallahassee was, but I made it there. And so I started my studies and research there. I have published a number of papers from San Diego and also from Tallahassee in the area of DNA replication. I was interested how DNA is reproduced, or rather how magnificent the creation is to put these things together in such a way. So I finished my studies there. I earned the PhD degree in molecular genetics. And then I continued to get a postdoctoral study and experience. I was accepted and went to Université Laval in Quebec City, where I spent a year again studying and doing research and teaching. Published some papers from there. It was very cold in Quebec. The 4th of July, we had to have the heater turned on, so the Canadians were upset with us. They said, these characters are from Florida, and they want us to waste our heat. So I seeked and I received a position at Nova University at the biology biochemistry department, where I was teaching and also did research, published some papers from there, again, mostly in the field of DNA. I was also studying hyperactivity in children, multiple sclerosis, and some other things. I became aware of health problems like fluoridation of water, which I was strongly against, and some other health issues. Eventually, I took a position at a local hospital where I was on staff, and I got certified by the state of Florida as clinical laboratory director in the fields of clinical chemistry, hematology, immunohematology, and serology. And so I'm maintaining that for all the years. When I was at the hospital, I lectured staff, doctor staff, about cancer detection different than what they were doing, which were generally invasive. I'm referring to the biopsy things. And actually, I put together biochemical kind of a profile to substitute, or rather, if not else, implement the available technology, which was biopsies and radiation, x-rays, and CT, and all those things. Well, I was very well taken, and some doctors from years ago still are interested in doing the tests that I am doing. But generally, the staff wasn't interested in that. So for me to be able to continue with the research and the development of the cancer profile, which you mentioned, I joined a doctor's group in Dania Beach. They were kind enough to give me a room, and there I established, set up a laboratory, and I got it licensed by the state of Florida and also by CLIA to do the cancer profile. Eventually grew out of it and moved into Sheridan Street, 1818 Sheridan Street, again with the doctor's group. And there I am for, gosh, more than 20 years now, and ever since the, actually almost like 30 years, ever since they opened that building, the doctors who were there, they all moved out. Some of them died out, unfortunately, but I'm still there and doing the cancer profile.
Well, congratulations that you are still there and doing the cancer profile and allowing people literally around the world to take advantage of all of the research and experience that you have in order to give them an open door into the view of their overall health. And with regard to risk and an evaluation that is proven through time, through your research, to be absolutely on target and appropriate. Now, last night, I'm going to ask, you did a presentation about what exactly the American Metabolic Laboratory's cancer profile is, what the American Metabolic Laboratory's longevity profile is, and let's start with, you mentioned DNA research. Do you, as matter of course, begin with DNA testing, or is it some other starting point?
Okay, so just to answer the last question or last situation that you mentioned, I have started to work for an enzyme called telomerase, And this enzyme is the immortality enzyme. Some people promote that as a life-extending substance enzyme, but I was interested of it as a cancer marker. Cancer cells are immortal. They cannot die, and that's because this enzyme is active. Unfortunately, lack of funds, is sort of on a hold right now. But to go back to the cancer profile itself, I call it previsual, which means that I can detect a developing cancer before it's large enough, a tumor, before it's large enough to be detected by the CT, the CAT scan, the MRI, X-ray, whatever method there is.
Because Dr. Shandell, don't all of us have cancer cells circulating in our body? So how can we know that these cancer cells are actually going to develop into a health threat?
Well, generally they do, unless our immune system is up to fight it back. And actually, answering that question, I find that more than 75% of elderly people, particularly, the results are very poor for the female gender. These individuals who have no cancer have a tumor marker circulating in their body, and a good number of male people as well. And the fact is, this tumor marker is the autocrine proliferating factor, which means that this is a hormone, the pregnancy hormone. If it's not quieted down, it is going to cause cancer. It is carcinogenic. So, yes, we have, and a very large segment of population, this hormone can only be present in pregnancy or in a developing or existing cancer.
Okay,
so hormone is present in an individual, it has to be subdued because it will cause a problem.
So now my huge question is, how do we subdue that hormone?
Well, that's going to be evaluation and change of lifestyle, and which I call, or rather refer to, as the aspects of health there are. And one need to follow a pathway. My path is different than definitely than traditional docs. There are so many of them, because I am not from Mars, and some of my lady friends may not be from Venus, I don't know, but I am from Pluto, as I say, and that means that I think differently than most traditional people do. And according to that, before I go to the exact answer, according to me, this guy from Pluto, the cure for cancer, that actually you were hinting at, are as follows. And this is, and just according to me, those who don't like it, radio off.
Okay, well, I'm going to interrupt Dr. Shandell, because I need to take a short break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And so when we come back, then you will have clear air time to profile this approach to subduing the development of cancer in our bodies. To our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. My guest today, Dr. Emil Shandell, the founder of American Metabolic Laboratories. And he, when we come back from this break, he is going to tell us what we can do to keep our immune systems highly functional and keep our bodies cancer-free. Stay tuned for more.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. My very special guest today, Dr. Emil Shendel, founder of American Metabolic Laboratories in Hollywood, Florida. And Dr. Shendel, you are about to tell us what we need to do to focus our efforts on good health.
Okay. First of all, there are three letters that have been frequently used and written on just about every vitamin, mineral bottle. It says RDA, which to most people mean recommended daily allowance. And I call it the ridiculous daily allowance, because if you do that, you're going to end up in the doctor's office for sure. Now, going back to the Pluto thing, according to me, the cures for cancer are four things. Number one is the will of God. Number two is spontaneous remission, which is a miracle that will go back to my and your creator again. Number three is a successful early surgery. That's not that I like that. When the tumor is removed and there is nothing left, particularly the cancer profile is negative. And number four is a well-designed and a well-attended to non-toxic metabolic program. And that's what you are doing, Jeanette, and I'm very proud of you because you are doing an excellent job. Okay, so to battle cancer, I work with what I call the seven aspects of health. The number one will be the mind and the spirit. The mind is we all need to read, learn, and do things. And that's what these presentations are that you have on your wonderful show. The spirit to me is God. Now, God will not do it for me, but it will do it with me. And you know, there are a lot of friends. One of them was my brother, actually, prayed a lot, but he didn't walk the walk, and he passed away of traditional attendances. Number two is supplements. We know that our foods don't never have all what we need. That is the real daily requirement that is far above what the so-called RDA or ridiculous daily requirement is. There's many examples. Like, for instance, I started this morning with 7,000 milligram vitamin C, and I'm going to take another 7,000. There's a long story to this, but I'm not doing this just to say that I'm doing it. Number three is the purity of foods, drinks, air, and thoughts, all that enters our body or we leave it. This is extremely important. And you know about organics. Unfortunately, the organics is not going to be that much organic as long as we cannot get rid of nuclear fallout from Fukushima and wherever else it's coming from. But it's still better than getting conventional foods. Unfortunately, a lot of health food stores do sell conventional. So they put it on it as conventional. So don't buy that. The number four is detox. Detox means, first of all, to detox the mind, and what I say is let go, let God. And meditate and pray if that's your thing. Well, mine sure is. for the body, we have to detox the brain, of course, like I mentioned, in many other ways. We have to detox through the kidneys to drink plenty pure water. We can detox through the skin, working up a sweat. We have a heat bath, sauna bath. We have an infrared sauna, of course, at home. So that do it through that. And then another method is for colon lavage, washing your colon, which is called enemas. My patients do enemas with one day vitamin C, another day with Epsom salt, another day with baking soda. Then the next one will be number five is exercise to a degree of exhaustion. When a person tells me that he or she is walking with the dog, whatever, it could be counterproductive because such exercise may and probably will make an individual tired. That means that this person is accumulating lactic acid. There's pain of tiredness, and lactic acid accumulation means that there is not enough oxygen. So if one is exercising, it has to be aerobic. One needs to be on the aerobic side, and that way the lactic acid production will be proportionately reduced by the higher intake of oxygen, pure air. Okay, number six aspect is rest and meditation. It's extremely important. Unfortunately, I don't get enough, but that is very important. A lot of people cannot sleep, and there are some nutritional ways to actually enhance and increase your sleep. Your rapid eye movement, if you dream, that's very good. And if you dream in color, it's even better because that will give you more rapid eye movement, which is the real detox part of sleep. And last but not the least, number seven is love and being loved. So these are the things that we are doing, and my patient, and of course myself, is doing. I need to mention, going back to the cancer profile, that as this hormone, HCG hormone, causes cancer cells to reproduce, it can only be present in pregnancy or developing an existing cancer. Otherwise, it's trouble. That enzyme that we're using, called PHI or phosphohexosisomerase, is the autocrine motility factor, human autocrine motility factor, which means that if there is a tumor, this enzyme, being a neurokine as it's been named, will leave a tumor and will actually dock on the surface of the tumor cell, which is genetically created. People identify these docking sites, and will cause the cell to vibrate, dislodge, and go somewhere else. So for cancer to spread, there's two ways and only two ways. One is mechanical, which could be a needle or a knife, a procedure. And the other one is the presence of this enzyme. There is no other way for cancer to spread. And what so-called circulating tumor cell that everybody's searching for now, including the University of Miami, it could be only the product of the mechanical thing or the presence of this enzyme. Interestingly, as much information as there is on it, most docs don't know about it. So I keep lecturing to groups of doctors, but this is still unknown. That's absolutely insane as to why people don't recognize this as being one of the major aspects of carcinogenesis and its spread. And we are the only ones in the entire world that is testing for this enzyme in the cancer profile.
Dr. Shandell, you are the only laboratory that is testing for the presence of DHI. So people who may be undergoing a biopsy, that has the potential to move cancer cells around the body. People who are doing surgical removal of a tumor, that has the potential to allow cancer cells to move around the body. And then the presence of this enzyme also has that potential. And this test is part of the cancer profile that you do as a matter of routine at American Metabolic Laboratories. Now, can people around the world take advantage of your testing?
As a matter of fact, we are receiving samples from all the continents, from Europe, from Asia, from Africa, U.S. And yes, the answer is yes. Send out a test kit which has a preservative in there that will allow the sample to travel and be good for 2 weeks, if not longer, without having to freeze or any special things. So the answer is yes.
Okay. Do people need to have a prescription from their treating physician in order to have this test?
Well, that would be a good thing so that we can have a dialogue, the ordering physician and I, because even though every day we have a new doctor who's signing up and wants to do it, they don't know what it is about. But if the individual does not have a physician, then we have a pathologist who is ordering the test, and that's required by regulations. That has to be a licensed practitioner of healing arts, which is an MD, DO, chiropractor, podiatrist, dentist. In some states, that's going to be a naturopathic doctor, like Arizona, California, New Mexico. I think there's some states which do that. And if a person doesn't have it, they can call us and we send the prescription, so it's going to be legally handled.
Okay. Will you please give our listeners the telephone number to call if they want to contact you for more information or contact your laboratory for more information?
Yes. The number is in Hollywood, Florida, 954-929-4814. And you may want our web address, website. There's a lot written there. And that's www, of course, American Metabolic Laboratories.net. So I always say American, not Chinese, not Japanese, not Russian, American Metabolic Laboratories.
Okay. And you're located in Hollywood, Florida. If there are people here in South Florida who want to come into the American Metabolic Laboratories, is that a possibility that people can make an appointment and see a practitioner at American Metabolic Laboratories?
Well, people can come in. I have seen this last week people from Arkansas, and this last weekend from New York. They come down here, but it's not absolutely necessary. If somebody is interested in a metabolic program, they need to do the longevity profile, which is looking for much more than cancer. It's looking for things, for possible reasons why cancer actually happened on the biochemical way. And they need to fill out, of course, a questionnaire to see what else is behind that, and then it's possible to compose a metabolic program for them.
Okay. Dr. Chandel, I need to take another break, but when we come back from the break, we can discuss the longevity profile that is available at your laboratory. And to my listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, my very special guest today, Dr. Emil Chandel of American Metabolic Laboratories, and he is talking about the cancer profile, an absolutely unique test that will give you information that is available nowhere else in the world. When we come back, we're going to talk about longevity. So stay tuned. More to come on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Emil Shandell. We're about to find out how we can learn a little bit about our potential for longevity. And if that potential isn't very good, what we can do about it. Dr. Shandell?
Hello. Longevity. Okay, first of all, the cancer profile has seven clinical determinations. We have the tumor markers, HCG test, two of them. We are the only ones in the world who is doing quantitative urine determination for HCG. There's a PHI enzyme and a carcinoembryonic antigen. And then the other tests are we're looking for the thyroid, looking for the liver, and also looking for the adrenals. This is so put together because these organs are intimately involved in allowing cancer to develop or being, causes, or rather, how do I say it, therapeutic. Those who receive cytotoxic therapies, that's going to deleteriously affect the liver and also the thyroid and the adrenals. What we find for the adrenal is the DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone, which is, the hormone, adrenal hormone. It's anti-stress, pro-immunity, longevity hormone. Very important. Every one of these aspects of it, but basically, this hormone is important to allow and promote the thymus gland to make T cells, T lymphocytes. I find that most cancer patients, if not every one of them, have no DHEA, so their immunity is down. And those who develop cancer have their DHEA down. And interestingly, most people in America have a low DHEA down because probably the stress of all that we're experiencing on a daily basis. Now, the longevity profile does include these tests, and of course there is much more to it. I was a scientific director for Life Extension Foundation for a number of years, and I became more aware that I really shouldn't focus just cancer alone, because there are other things that that ail people and will cut back on life expectancy. So I designed a longevity profile, and this longevity profile has somewhere around 60 or I don't know, a good number of tests looking for everything, very especially heart, liver, lung, kidneys, and bones, and the cancer thing. And the reason why a longevity profile is important, because deficiency or abnormality in these organs definitely will contribute to carcinogenesis, to the development of cancer. So as the population is aging, you are and I am, we're losing our hormones. That's a very important thing. Of course, the longevity profile does have a sex hormone panel as well as a coronary risk factor panel. Those who receive therapy, cytotoxic therapy, that will knock out the thyroid. It could knock out the adrenal glands and also could knock out the sex hormone situation, sex hormone levels. So all these things need to be attended to. Interestingly, again, cytotoxic therapy, that's rather sadly, not interestingly, it will very adversely affect the health of the coronary system. And most people who have cancer, been diagnosed with cancer and receiving therapies, will not die because of cancer, but because their heart is not able to deal with the onslaught of chemicals, which really may not have place in the body. So looking for all those things. And once this picture is all together, then it is possible to construct a metabolic program, which was number four in my definition as what there may be the cures for cancer, a well-designed, non-toxic metabolic program. Unfortunately, the statistics are not very encouraging for traditional approach for cancer, because the five-year survival, which is a cure, according to docs, traditional docs, oncologists and others, in the United States is 2.1%.
Wow, that's such very, very sad statistic to hear. Poor long-term results from the way we are currently practicing medicine with regard to cancer. I have a question. Here you have identified all of these specific markers that are found either in the urine or the blood, and I know that your research has been very much focused on DNA. How successful are you at putting together a correct metabolic program for someone who has specific DNA insufficiencies? Is your program able to minimize the impact of that DNA insufficiency? Tell us a little bit about the how DNA is part of this whole discussion.
This is a very powerful question. Most everybody know of Angelina Jolie. She is of Jewish descent, and she was found, for whatever reason she was searching for, that she had the BRCA genes, which are contributing to breast cancer and uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, and she had her breasts removed for prevention, but she really wasn't even sick. My story is that according to what we know, genetics, epigenetics-wise, I was born, and we all are born, with a good number of cancer genes. Now, my mother had cancer. My sister had cancer, my brother had cancer, my grandfather had cancer, my aunt had cancer. So I am loaded with cancer genes, and I think we all are from the moment of conception. That's part of our life. But usually these genes remain dormant as long as we don't aggravate them enough to come out and express themselves. So most cancers happen over 40. And this means that the genes been there dormant, but by the age of 40, we aggravated them so much with our lack of knowledge as to how to take good care of our health, that they express themselves, and then people get the cancer diagnosis and what have you. Now, today there are a number of tests for various genes, and I was going to set up such tests. But when I spoke to the representatives of manufacturers who've been promoting this, I don't see what is the point, because if there are some genes are identified, like the BRCA gene, like a case of this beautiful actress, Angelina Jolie, it doesn't mean there's going to be a cancer there. So just knowing the gene, not everybody going to go and have their breast cut off just because they have the BRCA 1 and 2, or just because they have a colon cancer gene, or maybe a prostate cancer gene. So knowing that could maybe just alert a person more to have a lifestyle that is not going to allow these genes to express themselves. So what I am into myself and my patients is to keep these genes without being able to impress themselves. And this can only be done by the seven aspects that I described before. So we're calling super prevention. So I don't need to know exactly what genes I have that could kill me. I know I have some, and I think most everybody has some. But what I need to know is how to keep these genes dormant. The problem is that once a gene is expressing itself, then the question is how you're going to put back to dormancy. Well, certainly not by adding more irritating agents like cytotoxic therapy or radiation that is not going to get rid of the genes because these genes are in every chromosome. So the best that we can do is to first deal with the symptoms, those who have cancer, and then give our bodies the maximum ability to resent the further development or expression of the genes. Again, this cannot be done by cytotoxic methods. I had a young man, 25-year-old, in my office. He had testicular cancer, and the Shands Hospital at University of Florida did an orchiectomy on him, removed one of his testicles, and he signed there a paper. It had about 24 things that can happen to him if he's going to do what he was strongly recommended to do. The last of those things were, I don't know what number that was, but the last one was that I understand that doing chemotherapy may cause my death. So I'm asking him, well, did you sign that? He says, yes, well, they told me that I have to do that. So he's in my office. And really, how funny is it is, I asked him, he has $5 in his pocket. He said, no, okay, I give you $5 and you go to Home Depot. So he's looking at me dumb. He said, why I go to Home Depot? I told him to get a piece of rope. And you know how funny it is. Just get it over with. So we need to work out methods, non-toxic methods, because the toxic methods in the first place started the whole process. And as far as me or us working on genes and things, I mentioned that I was working on the telomerase test. Now today there are some substances which supposed to or maybe increase telomerase activity. Telomerase is an enzyme that lengthens the chromosome, the telomeric end, the tail end of the chromosome. There's so many segments of it, and with age we get rid of one after the other, and that's apparently is one of the major causes of aging. The telomerase would put these telomeric ends back to the chromosome. But the problem is that those who use these supplements for telomerase, however strong it is, especially a cancer patient, they don't know that this telomerase will actually be for cancer cells or for age extension, for longevity. And so I cannot recommend, especially not those who do have cancer, because there are good telomerase and bad telomerase. You know, the good one is for anti-aging, and the bad one is for cancer. So far, we can only distinguish from the academic level of which one is which.
Dr. Shendel, when we come back from this break, one of the things that you mentioned, I'd like to have you discuss, that during chemotherapy, many of the patients have had damage to their hearts. And I know that American Metabolic Laboratories has an ultracardia profile. And to discuss, if you will, people who may have been treated with chemotherapy, what are the things that they can do to minimize the potential damage that they have exposed themselves to during their oncological treatment? And to our listeners, this is the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. My special guest today, Dr. Emil Shendel of American Metabolic Laboratories in Hollywood, Florida. 954-929-4184 is the number to call. And we'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Bring your blood work. Bring your supplements. Come talk to me about your health issues. We can get your natural approach organized with your priorities in mind. Come on in 6 days a week. Call for my hours at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Get started on your health plan today. Walk in, sign in, and come sit down with me, Janet Cimarelli. I'm available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. And welcome back. This is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and we just have a very few minutes left until we have gone through a very important discussion with Dr. Emil Schoendel, my guest today. And just before the break, I was asking if there is help for the people who have undergone radiation, chemotherapy or surgery and so on, for a diagnosis of cancer. And there are just so many questions running around in my head. I can't put them all together. And let's go for the discussion about the UltraCardia profile.
Okay, so if you permit me, first of all, our phone number is 954-929-4814. That was a mistake there.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, no, that's good. You said it okay before. We do have the UltraCardia profile, and you being an expert on how to attend heart or coronary problems, but what we do is the coronary risk factor profile includes, of course, the cholesterol, the good cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, the ratio and all that, but those are not the main risk factors. A person could have a 280 total cholesterol and have an 80 good cholesterol. There's no problem there because the ratio still will be less than 3, I think. I don't have, not going to do the math right now. The most important risk factor is, which is part of the longevity profile, is the lipoprotein small a. And the entire laboratory, all staff, everybody will listen to several 3-hour seminars put out by Helena Laboratories of Texas. So we understand that risk factor has to be subdued because that is a killer. Now, a person could have perfectly good cholesterol and a high LP small a, lipoprotein small a, and that person will have a heart attack or a stroke. Very simply and interestingly, what we all learned was that the antidote against this, as most of the coronary risk factors, is a simple vitamin B3 niacin. And that's not niacinamide, but straight niacin. And that can and will lower this risk factor. But you need to know that you have that or not. I think everybody should have a test for the coronary risk factors because some of these things are genetic factors and you won't know that you have any problems until they haul you into the emergency room, that you had a heart attack or a stroke. So this would be all preventative. We also do a test for homocysteine, which is, again, a serious risk factor. A certain amount of it, like if the person has just 3 units above the acceptable normal, which is 7, that will increase the probability of heart attack or stroke by 35%. If you have 6 units above it, that's going to be 70%. And if you have 9 units above it, that's 90%. And, people don't know unless they're testing for. And this is the value of the longevity profile because we're testing for all these things. This can prepare a person for an insured, in a sense, healthy, long life. Of course, how long we live, we don't know. And, of course, we want to live as long as we can. But I think that's our responsibility to actually keep our health top peak condition, that's not really a choice. I can quote to you, I am not a preacher or whatever, but I love God, and I can quote to you 1 Corinthians 9:27, where Paul says, like an athlete, I train my body, make it do things not what it wants to, but what it has to. Otherwise, I fear I may be found unfit and taken out of the race. You know, Paul's problem, Paul's race was to preach the Bible kind of a thing. But he just says it very, very clearly. I have to do that. If I'm not going to drink coffee, and if I was a coffee drinker, that's one of the things that my body don't want to do because I'm addicted to it. So if I tell a person that you should not have anything with caffeine, oh, I can't quit, I have to wake up with it. Well, then don't do it, and you're really committing a sort of a sin, in a sense, against yourself, because caffeine can be carcinogenic and mutagenic and teratogenic and contributes to heart problem and contributes to gastric problem and causes bone loss and all that stuff. But I can't quit. So that's a responsibility to take care of it. Of course, the longevity profile will give a clear picture as to what's going on in the coronary sector. Homocysteine. People cannot properly metabolize methionine. And what they need is a good dose of vitamin B6, B12, and folic acid, sometimes trimethylglycine. And that will put this homocysteine back where it belongs to. And those, you know, who don't know, those who have elevated homocysteine, they're going to go on, they're going to have a stroke or a heart attack, and oh my, oh my.
So knowledge is so critically important for people to understand. There are some extremely simple solutions to blood test markers that are out of range. Now, you mentioned the lipoprotein A, and you mentioned vitamin B3, niacin, and that niacinamide will not do the job. It must be niacin. A lot of people think, oh, it causes a flush, I'm having an allergic reaction. But the truth of the matter is, it's just opening up small blood vessels near the surface of the skin that haven't been opened in a while. So it's a good thing. And if it's problematic, one of the things I tell people, have a big drink of water. Dr. Shandell, what about vitamin C with regard to lowering lipoprotein A?
Well, vitamin C is an interesting thing. Homo sapiens, primates, Dalmatian dogs, guinea pigs cannot make vitamin C. Our creator said you're not going to make vitamin C out of sugar, so that's an essential nutrient. Scientists wanted to know at the National Institute of Health as to how much C we really need. And they took some rats who can make vitamin C. They did the blood test on them prior to putting them into a motorized treadmill. They put them in this treadmill. They already know how much C they made while they were just ratting around. And they turned the wheels on. The wheels are turning. The rats are frightened out of their wits. They have a fear of death because they don't know how to escape from here. They stop the wheels. They take another test for vitamin C. And they measure the difference, how much vitamin C they made compared to the resting ratting around vitamin C level. And they converted this to human terms. You know, rat weighs maybe 800 grams, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less. Average human being may weigh 150 pounds. So they came up with the point that in stress, a human being need to take somewhere between 12 to 18,000 milligram vitamin C. And I thought it was very interesting. And I figured out, now, how can I get this from natural foods? And one of the sources, of course, would be Florida oranges or California oranges, whatever oranges, Israel oranges, whatever, Greece. And I figured out that I would have to consume between 1,500 to 2,000 oranges to get that much vitamin C. And believe me, there's a lot of stress in my life, as most of us have that. And, you know, I'm not going to get crates of oranges in my office. So, like I mentioned earlier, I already took 7,000 milligram, and I'm pretty damn sure I'm going to take another 7,000 later on. And vitamin C is anti-cancer, antiviral, pro-immunity, pro-healing. And of course, it contributes to reduction of these lipids. And not only reducing it, but like the bad cholesterol, the LDL, which we test specially for that, it's not a calculated thing, is very dangerous in its oxidized form. So vitamin C will reduce LDL to its reduced form, and that is harmless. If you have an elevated bad cholesterol and you don't take enough vitamin C, you're again out of luck.
Okay, so there it is, folks. Focus your efforts on vitamin C, and you will take a giant step toward normalizing those different categories in your blood work that are markers for potentially dangerous things to come. And to my very special guest, Dr. Emil Chandel, thank you so much for joining me for this hour. Once again, will you give our listeners your telephone number if they want to contact American Metabolic Laboratories? Because, you know, I can't be trusted to give that telephone number.
No, you very well. You're very good. Our phone number is 954-929-4814, and that's been that for 30 years. Never changed. Our web address is AmericanMetabolicLaboratories.net. You'll find out a whole lot about that. There's a lot of interviews and YouTubes and everything else, and what we were talking about, there's a whole lot of it on that. So I really appreciate, and I thank you for putting me on your show, and I enjoyed it very much.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. I can't tell you how much I learned from speaking with you for the hour. I want to let our listeners know that I am available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 1 to 7 today, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. And this is the grand opening month for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, so you can expect to find 10% off the already everyday low prices. So come on in, introduce yourself, and take advantage of all of the great opportunities that the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center has to offer. To Dr. Emil Chandel, thanks so much for joining me. To more listeners, I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.